Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, hot dog straw drinks with Tom and Josh. It's coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
We have a phone call. Morning, Bob and Tom Show.
You can have two carry-ons.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Kenny Tarmac.
Hi, Kenny.
Hey, we just landed. I'm at MCO today. Here's some news. So listen to my day I have to make now. I have to make my connection. Right now, we're Airside 1, gate 16. My connection?
Yeah.
Airside 4, gate 78.
How are you going to do it?
Yeah, do that math. Airside 1 plus Airside 4 equals not going to make it today.
Yeah. Are you on your Bluetooth, Kenny?
That's a one-take trip. Yeah. Hey, my other phone is vibrating. I keep it on vibrate so that way I won't annoy people. Hang on. I have to take this one. Okay? Hang on.
Oh, go ahead.
Get Tarmac. Hey, guy. Yeah, we just landed. Well, not yet, because we just landed. Okay, well, let's do this then. You call Tobik, tell him I talked to Caldwell, then we'll brief Carmen. Okay, then fax Morris. I'll see Sully at the seminar, then we'll all do lunch before the conference call. Yeah, that's the only way to do it. Yeah, easy like a zucchini martini, Bob. Yeah, I'm on hold with Bob and Tom again.
Kenny.
Yeah, they couldn't believe I have to go from Airside 1 to Airside 4.
Yeah, we were astonished.
I should take a puddle jumper to Airside 4? I know. Yeah. I know. They should give me 50 more sky miles just for taking the puddle jumper. Hey, Max, don't worry about Tobik. He's a teddy bear, okay? You tell him I said we've seen this movie before. Yeah. Yeah, just follow the flow chart and you'll be fine, guy. Okay. Hey, listen, I have an order on the other phone. I'm making magic here. Focus pocus, okay? I got to run. Okay. Oh, Zach. God, is that guy long-winded. I tell you, I have to go from Airside 1 today.
Yeah, we heard that.
Airside 4, I have to run now. I wish I had time to talk all day. I just don't have that kind of time today.
All right. Well, okay? good luck, Kenny.
Yeah, Airside 4 is like miles away, and I'm at Airside 1. That's gate 16.
Jeez.
Oh, my gosh. I'll probably lose 5 pounds on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, this flight was full. Oh, my God.
What?
I don't believe it's him.
Uh-oh.
I'm looking up at first class now.
Uh-huh.
Is that him? Oh, it's Zig Ziglar. I gotta go.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Jess Hooker joins us.
She's doing some waitressing duty right now.
She's many liquids. Tom wants to suck through a hot dog.
Many liquids.
Yes. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
Wait a second. I just thought of something.
What?
What's Ace going to suck through a hot dog?
Well, we were talking about that in the break. What did you say?
He can't be trusted.
Well, I can't drink and run.
I think we're waiting for the joke of the day for Ace to suck.
Oh. Well done, Mike.
Fight words.
Oh, that's just mean.
Ace, you and I could make some good money if we had a pay-per-view fight.
I know we're being silly, but if the second the mics turned off, if Ace got up, took his hat off, and goes outside right now, me and you, Arnold, I would get my popcorn, I'd watch.
Now, what we're talking about is Ms. Hooker has just delivered three hot dogs. One of them is, or two of them, rather, are much smaller than the others, but the point is...
Well, they were in colder water.
He's going to need towels, too.
Yeah, I am going to need some paper towels over here.
Okay.
So I've got to hollow up a hot dog.
I'm surprised your hot dogs weren't pre-hollowed.
Yeah, I am too.
But that's about half the experience.
Now, once again, this started apparently, has gone viral recently with a New York Yankee fan.
Yes.
Hollowing out a hot dog, turning it into a straw, drinking his beer through a straw, which Willie did earlier, and your experience was what?
I really enjoyed it, to be honest, but you need to do it fast because the hot dog gets cold. Yeah. It loses the integrity.
And the beer gets warm.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I think if you're at a ball game and you do this to with your buddies, it won't taste that bad. You'll get a big laugh and you'll have fun. Just go fast.
Okay, I have the hot dog.
You have the hot dog,
yes. What's the stick for?
That's
Start the hole.
That could be your guide if you would like, if you don't want to.
So I shove this all the way through?
Yeah. Like, you can.
You'll find it has a little bit more integrity than the straw. Easier.
Think of it as a pilot hole.
You ever experienced a pilot hole, Christy?
No, I haven't.
I have. Never wanted to get bumped up to first class then?
I've sitting coach all your life.
Okay, so now I've skewered this thing. Now, do I leave it in?
You can if you want. I've also given you a regular drinking straw and a milkshake straw, depending on how big you want your hole.
You don't
want
to leave
how big you want your hole. So now, do I leave the stick in and then sleeve it?
No.
Well, see, but you've already kind of messed things up.
You're way off center there. Yeah. If you leave the stick in, it makes it easier to get the middle out of the straw after you're done.
Yeah, we're cool. I haven't.
We're good. Everything's copacetic over here.
I would ruin my health if I started my day every day with a white cloth.
I think your mental health would.
Okay, now awesome. So now I've got
not
I've
your
got,
mental health.
I've got the straw, and it is has skewered the hot dog.
Yeah,
lengthwise. Let me be clear.
Uh-huh. It's penetrated. Yeah.
Okay. Now I pull out the
Has it been cored?
Pull out.
Okay, and then
there you go.
Oof!
You got a hollow tube there?
Yeah, so it's a hollow tube now.
Now you're talking.
All right.
Not bad.
Now take your pants down.
Close your eyes.
I know we didn't do this part, but it's going to be good for you.
You just took a bite of the hot dog.
What are you doing?
He was a little off center. Now he's got a center.
I had to get the whole
center.
There you go.
Okay. Can you stall while I chew on this?
Sure. Yeah. So next, Tom, you can choose between sparkling water, a coffee, or the Virgin Bloody Mary mix that your choice.
Okay, I'll start with the. Do you have any cream for this coffee?
You are so high maintenance.
So you're not going to do a beer?
No. Let's keep adding the gross.
Would you mind? My hands are greasy. Yeah, could you open the Equal, put two in there? This is cream.
Oh, Lord.
Is this organic American-made dairy?
Yeah.
Okay. This is real cream, not that fake.
It's Equal with chemicals.
Just like you like.
Okay.
If some of that cream looks a little translucent, don't worry about it.
Okay. Now, got my official wooden stir stick. This is the way I enjoy coffee.
Let's call it. Somebody squirt Purell into this cream.
Okay, now I'm going to try the coffee regular. Oh, that's good.
Good coffee.
Okay, now I'm going to put the hot dog in the coffee and drink it through
and suck it through the hot dog.
Enjoy.
We'll see. Let's see how this goes.
I hope the coffee is so hot.
There you go.
Look at your lips.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Those are some TSLs right there.
Oh, God, that makes me want to throw up.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
It must be.
What would it be good if it would it be good if it was like a breakfast sausage if you were
there you go.
Yeah, yes. That would be better.
I think you're expecting me to report that this tastes terrible. It does not.
It doesn't.
How interesting.
I think it's because I love salt.
Yeah.
Which I'm not allowed to eat anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you don't, right?
I imagine these are infused, aren't hot dogs full of salt?
They're full of salt.
82% salt.
Yes. Okay. I got to tell you.
And I think it's higher.
Yeah. That noise, though.
Yeah, what are you doing? It's not bad.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
Well, get all of that.
Now, when you get the, you want to suck now.
Are you going to rinse that dog? Or
no, you want to suck that. Just suck.
Are you going to?
The coffee remnant?
Oh, man. That's quite an image.
Oh, God.
He's sucking it like Linda Lovelace with a gun to her head.
Oh, my God.
Gosh, I need a new dad.
I can't.
I need a new friend.
I can't look.
Okay, now this is.
You're almost unnatural.
This is a Bloody Mary mix?
It's a Bloody Mary mix, yeah.
I think you're going to enjoy it.
What kind of Bloody Mary mix?
Charleston's. Fresh and veggie.
Okay. Bloody Mary. Everyone is having one. Drink it.
We're all drunk.
Okay. You'll enjoy it now.
So this is the Bloody Mary mix. Let me taste it without the hot dog.
Oh, good. Okay. Nice control.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah,
bring the scientific method into this.
Oh, that is spicy.
A spicy one?
Okay. Okay. Here we go.
All right.
Once again, through the hot dog.
So you're not going to redo a... dog, you're going to use the one with coffee.
I like that. Go ahead, wrap your lips around that.
It's, I mean, the way you go
I
in.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's dog to mouth.
It's, I got to tell you, it's not bad either.
Yeah.
This is not bad. Yeah. Again, okay. It's probably just adding a lot of salt.
Sure.
These are beef hot dogs.
Yes.
How's the mouth feel? Does it fit well?
Again, it is not bad. I would not turn this down.
You got a good embouchure when you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Very nice.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Embouchure is the position of the mouth for, say, an oboe player or a clarinetist or a sax player.
I did not know
a
that.
A reed instrument.
Trumpet.
Oh, okay.
An embouchure. Have you ever had to use an embouchure in your life?
No, I have never played a mouth instrument.
Anyone want to take this joke? This joke's writing itself.
Something about a bonophone?
Something.
There would have been bonophones.
Something in the skin flute arena.
Yeah, that would have been the go-to, I think, for the average American.
Okay.
The skin food.
Okay, now I've cleaned off my hot dog.
Yeah, you did. Now, these are visuals I'll never get out of my head. I know.
Christy, can you open this? What is this stuff? Oh, Pellegrino. Can you open this, please?
Sure. Oh, an aristocrat.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Don't throw it at her.
Don't open it up over anything electronic. That's going to fizz. Okay. Well, can you take it off? I can't touch it with my hands.
Sorry, Christy. I dropped the ball there.
Okay. All right. Now, this is just standard, what is this, sparkling water.
Yes. I cut my finger on my can trying to find my Twizzler.
Oh,
you okay?
Oh. Your white cloth? Your can?
I pinched my finger.
Now, once again, we're eating. Now, this is a hot dog straw.
Yeah.
That's already had coffee and Bloody Mary mix through it.
Yeah, I gave him three clean dogs.
I know you did.
Okay, I'll do a clean dog for this one. The problem is I got to start over.
Yeah, you got to pour it.
Yeah, just do the straw like the guy did in the video. Let's see how that goes.
Just cramming the straw in
just
here.
I'm guessing that's going to be tough.
Well, no, it's the same. It's the same concept of when you roast a hot dog, you stick it.
It's like inserting a catheter.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys do that a lot?
It's called sounding, and it feels great. I'll put anything up there. Twizzlers.
Now, are you supposed
to? Really a word, sounding?
The gross thing is when you take the straw. My hands are all
chopped. That is so gross.
You know, there's a guy out there going, I knew Josh was one of us. He's a sounder.
Then you take the. The straw and you kind of squeeze it.
Yeah, you get your middle out.
Yes. And you get that little wiener worm out.
Oh. Yeah.
That is good bait.
Wiener
that
worm.
Looks good.
Yeah, they called me that in junior high.
Okay, so now I've got a hot dog straw. Wait a minute. Please. I've got to get the tips clear. Okay.
Why do you keep biting it off?
Like a cigar. Just can't help himself.
So it's centered.
Okay, now.
Here we go.
Pellegrino water.
Pellegrino water with a hot dog, a Nathan's hot dog.
Bubbly water, relatively tasteless. Not bad. Yeah. Throw a hot dog.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A lot of exposition here.
I don't know. I got.
He's grouching the.
I saw an elephant in my pajamas. Oh, I got my pajamas. Okay, sorry.
Come on, let's go.
I take a woman to dinner. I expect her to face me.
Can you imagine going to a nice tablecloth-like restaurant? Yes. Now, could I get a Perrier, no ice, and I'd like a cooked hot dog, hollowed out, so I can, and then send over the wine expert. What do they call that guy? The sommelier.
Sommelier.
I saw a thing. They have water sommeliers now.
Can you just eat the hot dog?
Okay, sorry. This is trying to be informative. Okay, here we go. Wait a minute. It's jammed up.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Maybe blow on it a little bit?
don't suck so much as blow right now.
Yeah, blow through it.
Yeah, you got to do a blow test before you stick it in there.
You know how to blow, don't you?
There you go.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you're making bubbles.
I hear that.
Okay.
Oh, sounds like the beginning of Monster Mash.
Stop playing with your food.
Don't say, I was no, working in the lab. One night.
I'm going to have to go back to the big one. This isn't working.
I was sucking on a dog.
Oh, okay.
So let's try, once again, sucking on the big dog.
Yep. Break it out.
That's a big elephant.
Cigar. Yeah,
here we go.
That looks so disgusting.
The way that you open your mouth is...
No, this isn't working.
No. Pretty gross.
This is, yeah, this is not as good. Let me maybe try the shorter straw.
Hot dog water.
Okay, all right, there we go.
I bet the licorice with the seltzer water would be okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Now as you can see, we got a nice hole in this wiener.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's give it a shot now.
All right.
Oh.
he dropped the wiener into the drink.
It
slipped right out of his mouth.
I'm surprised it took this long.
Ew.
There he goes.
I get
no hands.
Wow.
I'm getting texts. The VIP members watching this on video want their money back.
This is not good.
No.
I let me try adding a little more of the.
I feel like that's a drinking game. You drop a hot dog in there and you got to get it back.
Bobbing for wieners?
No, yeah.
I'm sure that's happened to the sorority or two.
I was going to say. That's a frat house.
I was going to say.
And
bobbing for wieners isn't that a bar on Christopher Street? Wait a second. Let me give it a shot. Although I'm going to try the Perrier water through a hot dog and see if it affects the taste at all.
Here we.
Ugh.
Every time.
Really wraps his lips around.
Yeah. It really does. My start mouth.
Why is your jaw moving so much?
I got to tell you, this must be my love of salt. I don't mind this either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, the Bloody Mary was excellent. Threw a hot dog.
Yeah.
No.
You even like the coffee.
Now, Josh is going to hollow out a hot dog, and you take a straw.
Manhandle that dog, boy.
Grip the hot dog, and then... This is kind of like if you're roasting wieners.
Of course, yeah.
And, once
over
again, you're
putting
fire.
Them on a stick.
Yes, and you put the straw, obviously, through the hot dog lengthwise.
It is very much like catheterizing
a
hot dog.
A shish kebab thing? A
skewer.
A skewer?
Yeah, use a wooden skewer to kind of, what do you call a hole starter?
Actually, I think
a pilot hole is what I...
Is that a shish or a kebab? I think it's a shish.
I can never remember
and
which.
And then the
which.
Kebab is the stuff you put on it?
The kebab's the meat.
And flotsam and jetsam is the, what is this? The flotsam the stuff floating and the jetsam the, I never
One
remember.
Of them's going out to see the others coming
Jetsons
in.
I don't
Jetsam
remember.
Was in the future and the Flintstones were in the future.
Okay, yeah, good.
That's right.
Good to know.
You're piercing the big dog. Tom didn't have a lot of luck with the big one. He went with the smaller one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting there.
No, I ended up using the big dog.
Oh, you did?
The smaller one didn't work.
Okay.
You're going in from two different angles, two different sides, so you're going to...
No, they're going
to
meet.
You're going to have to hope they meet in the middle.
This is doomed.
Trust me.
Do you want another straw?
You want another hot dog?
Oh, good. There's nothing. I'm not getting any there.
You're sucking on it and nothing's happening?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, now.
All right, maybe I'll use the smaller one.
Do you want mine?
I do not.
No.
I've got mine over here.
I want a used weenie.
Not sucking on your weenie.
Used weenie. Jeez.
I mean, look at the length of this thing.
Okay, here we go.
How long would you say that is?
There we
Short.
Go.
Oh, that's like 6 inches.
Yeah. That's like a foot long.
I'd say that's probably the perfect size.
Yeah, that's a girthy bastard.
Let's talk with Jess. Jess, how long would you say? How long would you say this
bastard? What?
How long would you say this wiener is?
From what I've been told, that's about 8 inches.
It's 3 inches.
It's three and a half,
sorry. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Three inches. So it's like Viagra night at Josh's house.
It's almost like a thumb.
Oh.
Viagra night at my house.
3 inches. Okay.
I don't know if I'm getting... Here, let me see if I can feel suction on the end.
Well, I'd just like to point out that we all managed to navigate this.
Here's the
Do you want me to make it for you?
Thank you. No.
Even Tom.
It's not a big deal.
No, you got to get a clean first shot.
Ow.
Shut up.
No, don't. No.
What am I doing wrong?
What is he doing wrong?
You're going off center. I can see it from here.
Off center.
This is pretty good.
All right.
Oh, okay. Now, wait a minute. Now take the straw and use the wooden stick as a sleeve. There you go.
There's no way this is going to end well.
Yeah, we need an oil rig driller.
Josh, it looks like you're loading a very old musket.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
The old hot dog musket. Okay, there we go. You're done. Okay, now remove the straw.
There you go.
And you're going to have a nice wiener straw. Okay, there we go. Now, is it working?
No, it's not. So I got to ream it a bit.
This is where we get in trouble.
This is just terrible. What happened? Everything's so greasy.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a break, and I will create one of these that actually
I'm
is
not,
functional.
I will make my own.
Now it's a quest. Now it's going to happen.
If this were plumbing, all of our toilets would be overflowing. There is no... Nothing is flowing through.
You're like making your kid a plate and you're putting their food together and they're like, I can do it myself. That's the vibe over here right now.
See, this should theoretically
that should
this.
Work.
Yeah. Well, perfect. I think you got a lot out of it.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Give me an hour. Okay. There you go.
Perfect.
Okay. Now,
I told you I could.
Are we going to put a blindfold on him or just close your eyes?
Yeah, we can do a blindfold. Do you want to wait for the.
Let's do our first one right now. We have time.
Right now?
Do a quick one right now. Blindfold on Josh. Okay, wait a minute.
I'll have to take my glasses off my. Hands are far too.
Let's see what his face looks like without glasses.
Oh,
you look very.
He looks handsome. Yeah, he looks nice.
Jeez, look at those caterpillars. Came down.
Take those eyebrows. He could do a comb over.
What the hell is that?
Guys, Dracula. Are so mean.
That's right. That's what we're here for.
The words mean nothing to me.
Now we all leave.
Okay, sticks and stones may break.
Okay, now Josh, you suck on that hot dog. Okay,
this looks like the worst porn I've ever seen.
Now we are going to take. We are going to take.
50 Shades of Wiener.
Let's try. Let's try number two on your list here. Okay. Josh, you're going to be sucking a fluid through a sausage.
China's wiener over there to the...
Here's the answer.
That's it on his tongue.
You like that? You like that, do you, Josh?
He will be sucking this fluid, which is it's not toxic in any way. It's something you've probably...
Number two.
Had a lot.
Which one is it, Tom?
Number two on the list here.
Are you guys ready?
Yes, go ahead.
All right.
What is that fluid? It is a commonly served beverage.
That is orange juice.
It is orange juice. How does it taste?
Well, he went back for more.
Well, my straw has clogged.
Oh,
here we go.
Got a little pulp in there.
It's
I bet.
It's beefy and orangey.
Those are some fine Nathan's beef.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.